Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 14th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today we're talking about the voice of Yahuwah and the voice of Yahushua. My brothers and my sisters, this is a very, very important topic, as you know. The most important thing is, where do you get your information? Who influences you? How do you make decisions? What is your baseline? What is it that you won't do? Where do you draw the line to it? How do you establish good and evil? What is it that makes you you? Now think about that question for just a moment. Think about, how do you come up with your resources, you know, to come up with your ideals, and what do you go forward and what do you do and what do you don't do? Think about it for just a second. How do you come up with your, what ingredients do you use to formulate your ideas? Now, that's a tough question because most people have never thought about that question. Because when you think about it, brothers, we all are influenced by our peers, by our environment, by our culture, by, you know, the teachers in our lives. We are influenced by a lot of things. But the most important influence is the influence that you can't see. The most important, the thing that has a hold on you right now, the thing that has a grip on you, the thing that is controlling you right now, is something that you've never considered. You see, my brothers and sisters, we bring about what we think about. And what's so important for you and I to understand is that we are celestial beings. And there are celestial events that assist us or define us or mold us or motivate us. And the most important thing is your belief system. Your belief system, what I call your BS system or your bullshit system, is the voice that is overriding the voice. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you understand the voice, which again, in the scripture, that word is actually translated as the line or the message. So it is the line or the message that is declared via the heavens. So the sky is a scroll. That's what it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 4. Isaiah 34, verse 4 tells us that there is a scroll. So we are looking for the scroll in a book, but the scroll is not in the book. The scroll is outside of the book in the heavens, and the scroll is inside of you in your DNA. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 24 says something different about this scroll, about this voice, about this frequency. You see, brothers and sisters, everything that you do is based upon the influences that you don't do, that you don't see, that you don't know. The inner man is developed, and your inner man controls your outer man, but the inner man is developed by the celestial realm. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 tells us, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to your right hand and when you turn to your left." You see, my brothers and sisters, the question still remains, and the question that needs to be answered today is, how do you hear from God? See, God is always speaking because the universe is always vibrating, because God is sending his frequency or his wave or his vibration. He isn't a frequency or wave or vibration, but he uses it. He said that I have chosen to use the foolishness of frequencies, the foolishness of a voice. He said that this is foolishness, but I'm going to use it anyway. See, I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters. You see, we are a part of the one. There's just one molecule. There's just one musical note. There's just one element on the periodic table. There is just one atom, A-D-A-M, that's divided into many atoms, A-T-O-M. And if we don't understand, if I dislike you, I'm disliking myself. So the Father has chosen, he could have chosen anything, but he has chosen to use. He has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. He has also chosen to use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So foolishness is what the Father is using. You see, but the wisdom of God, the world cannot understand it. It's nonsense to most folk. And this voice, this frequency that I'm talking about, is foolishness to most people. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the philosopher of this age?" See, I would consider myself a philosopher of this age, and God is asking me, "Hey, yo, master teacher 33, you're a wise man. You're a scribe. You got a lot of books. Sit down and let me edumacate you right quick." See, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of the world?" So I don't care how many books I got. I don't care how many books I've read. I don't care how many shows I've done. My righteousness, my understanding is still as dung when you compare it to the Father of lights. Not this little G that's controlling this world that everybody worships. But when you compare yourself to the big G, my brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, you won't have an ounce of breath in your lungs. You will have no arrogance in your body. You will have no firmness in your spine. When you go into the presence of the God of gods, my brothers and sisters, you sense the overwhelming power of his presence. But most of us have never heard the voice of God. We never sense the presence of God. Because what they are doing in most churches today and what's been preached over most pulpits today is fluff that's been taught by the cosmic watch or the little G. I know because I used to be one of his homies. I used to be one of his imps. I used to be one of his messengers. Message did nothing. I could preach it all day. There was no moral conviction. There was no change in my life because there was no substance in my body. You see, verse 21 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through his wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs. Greeks search for wisdom." What are you looking for, brother? What are you looking for, sister? Are you looking for a sign or are you looking for wisdom? Which one you got? I chose wisdom. Most people are looking for miracles. They're looking for a sign from God. Everybody on the planet is, they're not going to follow God until he show them a sign. They ain't going to follow God until he give them some wisdom. So God said, I'm going to give you foolishness. You see, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my brothers, because the voice I'm talking about is not on the planet. So how do you hear something that doesn't exist? How do you hear something that ain't been sent? How do you receive it? Because it's in a code. You got to decode it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 says, "For since in the wisdom of God," make sure you understand what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, New Living Translation. New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 1, 21. "Since in his wisdom, God saw to it that the world would never know him." Human wisdom. So, he has used our foolish preaching, which means utterance, which means words, which means speech, which means sound, which means voice. So he has chosen to use this foolishness that you call sound, that I call sound. This, what I'm doing right now, brothers and sisters, is a waste of freaking time. I actually hate teaching in this way. But this is the only thing I got. I could use video. I could use audio. I could send you a smoke signal. I could send you a text message. It's still using letters. You see, my brothers, until we get back to the original will that God communicated with, which is telepathy, mental telepathy, mind to mind. You're supposed to speak with God mind to mind. There's no voice. There ain't no shouting. There ain't no turnover chairs. There ain't no foaming in the mouth. All of this stuff that we do in church today is foolishness. Waste of freaking time. But that's all we got. But God is saying, I need somebody who really wants to hear me. God, in all his wisdom, saw that the world, in all her wisdom, was foolishness. He had a conundrum. How can I reach foolish people? Well, I guess I use foolish things. So he tried to use the foolishness of preaching to do something, to bring about a sozo in the Greek. See, Jews, they still demanding signs. Greeks are still looking for wisdom. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. See, people got signs. People got wisdom. God said, I'm going to give you this. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, foolishness to Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 1, 23. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you look that word up in the Greek, if you look it up in the Hebrew, if you look it up in the Aramaic, look at the definition of the word preach. Because, see, that word preaches a cookie blower. Then you have to look up that one. You might want to look up the definition of the word crucified. Both of those words, brothers and sisters, they have an exoteric meaning, but they primarily are esoteric meanings. It has an inside meaning that's more relevant, that's more important than the outside meaning. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended, and the Gentiles say it's nonsense. So what I talk about, people say, people get offended or they say it's nonsense. Because what am I talking about when I do my shows, brothers? What am I talking about when I do my show, sisters? What am I really, really talking about? What I'm talking about is called the standard. Now, the standard is contrary to popular belief. See, the standard that I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, is different than the standard that everybody else is talking about, or a lot of other people are talking about. Now, I'm not the Lone Ranger, like I said on many shows. I know there are many, many, many other people that's talking about the standard as well. I'm just saying that there's not very many. Because, you see, again, God said that his wisdom, I didn't say this, God said his wisdom is not in this world. He says that, okay, my wisdom is not in this world, and then when I do put it in the world, people, they get offended or they don't believe it. So how can I keep you from being offended? Now, if you pick that up, then you know what I just said. What did I just say? I just said you will always know when God is present because, number one, you're going to be offended. Number two, you're going to think it's nonsense. If you hear anything that don't piss you off, if you hear anything that you think this cannot be true, you ain't talking to God. Let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because everybody's looking for a feel-good message. Every time God shows up in my life, I don't feel good. I feel like, well done. I try to press my nose into the dirt, but because I can't get low enough. I remember back in the day when I used to pray, my nose would have carpet burn on it all the time. Because let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because when you go into the presence of the king, I'm not talking about these little G's and these little K's, these little kings. When you're in the presence of God, the true Father of light, you will be offended. You will not believe it. It will shatter every belief you have. The truth is not known on this planet. Because the truth is acceptable to everybody that I know. Everybody believes the truth. If somebody comes along, they saying this, that, and the other, and people say, yeah, that sounds good. That's how you know it's not the truth. Because nobody's offended. Let me make sure we establish something very, very important. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So we put the truth in unrighteousness. And you say, well, what does that mean, brother? Well, the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light. He's transformed his demons. Any of the ministers, every minister you see is a demon. How do I know? I used to be a minister. I used to be a demon, controlled by demons. The message that people preach is demonic. How do you know? Nobody's offended, and nobody thinks it's nonsense. Now, let me go and do a message. Let me go to a Joel Osteen's church on Sunday morning. Everybody will be offended, and everybody will think that Negro is crazy. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I don't have to go to his church. I already know. Because, see, the message of God offends people. The message of God is nonsense because that's what God said it would be. His wisdom is not on this planet. He said light came in the darkness and darkness perceived it not. So I'm a dark man. You know, the first thing, I was watching the Game of Thrones last night, yesterday. No, they be dropping some gnosis in that crazy show. They said the lion is not offended by the opinion of the sheep. And then they said a man isn't nothing until he embraces and accepts his flaws. In other words, if somebody, the little dude, he was a midget. They called him, an imp. He was proud. He wore his flaw as a badge of courage. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. See, I used to be ashamed of the fact that I was a liar, I was a cheat, I was an adulterer. I was a worthless father. You know, couldn't keep a job. I was functionally illiterate. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. Man, I couldn't even kill myself. I tried. Every time I tried, I failed. I couldn't even do that right. So you know what? I felt like dirt. God said, "Hey, I can use you." See, God, it says very few wise are called. Very few noble are called because they too wise. They're too noble. You say, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, man, but I still don't understand. What does this have to do with the voice that's heard around the world? Because I can't hear it. See, right now I can hear their voice because my heart is heavy. Because my heart is heavy. Why is my heart is heavy? Because my life ain't worth shiznit. I ain't living nothing. That's why my heart is heavy. I look in the mirror and I know that what I'm doing it ain't right. And I know I could be better. I know I could be a better father to my children. I know it. But why ain't I doing it? Because I'm listening to the wrong voice. That's how he got me. See, I don't know how he got you, but I know how he got me. See, the scripture says something, brothers and sisters, that's profound. Because the first thing he did, he gave us Babylonian astrology. You say, Doc, what do you mean, man? Well, inside of everybody who's ever got a Dear Kinnear report from me, in chapter 3 of your Dear Kinnear report, I have a chapter called Biblical Astrology. And in that chapter of the Dear Kinnear report, I break down what changed my life when everybody told me that zodiac sign was demonic. It's of the devil, brother. You can't read that stuff. And then I read the Bible for myself. Because before that, I had the opinion of men and the interpretation of men. And now my interpretation, number one, pisses people off. And number two, nobody believes it. I know it's from God. See, the Bible has so much to say about the stars and the system and the stars that it'll blow your cookies. Because the Bible itself says that the heavens are God's handiwork. You say, well, what does it say to that? Psalms 8, verse 3. Psalms 8, verse 3 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. Now, I know the cosmogrator, he can manipulate, but he can't create. And as we are going to learn in the next series that I pray to God that you're on, because out of all the series I've done, brothers and sisters, this is not about money, man. I want all your money. Y'all guys got any extra money, send it to me. But you got to be on these series, especially this next series, because on this next series, I'm going to talk about the five standards of God and the five attributes of the standard, meaning God is motion, causation, existence, graduation, and order. That's God. And God has five attributes. We only know three. We know he's omnipotent, we know he's omniscient, and we know he's omnipresent. But we don't know he's omnibenevolent, and we don't know he's omnisimplistic. You ever heard of those last two? I doubt very seriously. Because God is a five-dimensional God, because in Hebrews 4:12, it tells us that the word of God, which is the voice of God, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability, I'm paraphrasing, you might want to look it up. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That's five dimensions, homie. So I got a five-dimensional God that has a five-dimensional book that expresses himself in five dimensionals or five attributes. He has a name that has five letters. He has five gospels, and he expresses himself in five ethers: earth, wind, fire, water, and plasma. Now, you know his name is Yahweh, because they didn't tell you that his name is Yahweh Shin Vahe. Now, you know you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They didn't tell you that should be Matthew, Mark, Thomas, Luke, and John. Where's the Gospel of Thomas at? You ever read it? If you read the Gospel of Thomas, there is something in the first chapter of the Gospel of Thomas that will shatter your current reality. The first time I read the Gospel of Thomas, I just had to put it down. I didn't even know what to think. Because it's the Gospel of Thomas, just like the Essene Gospel of Peace, just like all of the canonized books that they took out of the Bible, why do you think they took them out? The Gospel of Thomas starts off, the first verse in the Gospel of Thomas says this, and he said, whoever discovers, that means it's hidden. So hold on, I thought the Bible was the most number one selling book in the history of the world. So the Gospel of Thomas starts out chapter 1, verse 1, and he said, who is he? Jesus, Yahushua, the Messianic Morning Star Administration, the Messiah, the HaMashiach says, whosoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. What? Hold up, time out. Houston, we got a problem. I thought we all die. That means Obviously, nobody understands the interpretation of these sayings except Jesus. And then this book is written by Didymus Thomas. Now, I've done a 12-hour series on Didymus, which means twin. Did you know Jesus had a twin? I didn't. Didymus Judas Thomas recorded. Look at verse 2, Gospel of Thomas. Jesus said, "Those who seek shall not seek me until they find it." Thank you, Father. Then he says, "When they find it, they will be disturbed." Oh, hold up. Then he says, "When they are disturbed, they will marvel." What? And then he says, "And after they marvel, they will reign over all. And after they have reigned, they will rest." Those first two verses of chapter 1 of the Gospel of Thomas, if you read it and you're a spiritual person, you won't sleep very well tonight. Let me read verse 2 again, because this is what happened to me. This is why people say, "Man, how you don't sleep very well at night, Doc?" People say, "Oh, yeah, that brother got a problem. That's why you don't sleep at night." Now, when you've been in the presence of God, you ain't going to sleep either. Guaranteed. Because you can't get that, you can't get God out your head. When you experience God, you can't go back to the devil. It's like once the mind has been expanded, it cannot shrink back. Once you've experienced real church, you can't go to no fake church. Come on, man, are you serious? The Gospel of Thomas says, Jesus said, "Those who seek will not stop seeking until they find." I've been searching since I was 8, still searching. Then it says, "When they find it, they will be disturbed." Brothers, sisters, I am extremely disturbed. Anybody know me? Everybody knows me. Say, that brother's a little, how do they say? My grandmother used to say, yeah, he's a little high strung. That's my grandmother say that. Boy, you're a little high strung, ain't you, boy? See, those that find, they're going to be disturbed. Are you disturbed? If you're not disturbed, you ain't found the truth yet. Keep looking. And then says, "When they are disturbed, they will marvel." If you ain't marveling, if you're not sitting here like I am, every day I wake up, I'm just like, damn, did I just read that pharmakeia, that they're going to use pharmakeia, they're going to use sorcery, they're going to use drugs, that's really not drugs, to take over the whole world? Did I just read that? Did I just read that Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world? Did I just read there's none righteous, no, not one? Did I just read that? I just sit, and every time I read something, I just marvel. My mind, my cookies are blown daily. And then after I marvel, I reign over all. What does that mean, reign over? That means that I don't do fear. Sometimes I wish I did, because then I would have more friends. But see, since I don't do fear and everybody else, what most people do, they say, "Hey, man, you should be afraid." I'm not afraid. Because why? Perfect love casts out fear. Let me say that again. Somebody listening to this show, you're a scared little chicken because you got bills. Oh, you know, your husband nutting up. Oh, the wife is threatening to leave you. Oh, the job is about to do whatever's going on in this world got you all, you know, in a tiffy. Perfect love casts out fear. What is the standard? Love. But what is love? Yeah, that's the cookie blower. We're going to break that down in the next series. You see, my brothers and sisters, tomorrow I am going to break down true astrology. It talks about inside of the Bible of all places. Go figure. And so what is that? Let me leave you with this. Psalms 19, verse 1. Psalms 19, verse 1. From the director of music. Did you know that God was a maestro? Do you know that in Spanish they call God the maestro? Maestro, conductor. God is a superconductor, brothers. God is a superconductor. So he is the maestro. He's up there and he's directing the heavenly choir. Psalms 19, verse 1 says, from the director of music, a psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. So next time tonight, everybody, when you go outside tonight, I want you to look up in the sky. You're looking at the handiwork of God. Psalms 147, verse 4. Psalms 147, verse 4. He, God, determines the number of the stars, and he calls them each by name. Oh, man, the hair on the back of my neck just stood up. Let me make sure you understand. See, this watered-down, weak Babylonian astrology that everybody got. So when I do Dear Kinnear reports, what do you think I'll use? You think I'm using this watered-down Babylonian stuff? That's the devil's magic. I use the freaking handiwork of God because that proclaims your destiny. Your destiny is written in the stars. That's written inside of your name. The man is name and name is man. That is why Yahushua changed the names of people. Your name is the most important thing on this planet, and you don't even know what it means. Your name, which my name means Bethesda, it means builder of the temple. When I found that out, my life changed. Why? Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And I'm still learning more purpose. And the more I learn about my purpose, the less abusive, the less cray-cray stuff I do. That is how you reign. But before you find your purpose, you're going to be very disturbed. Because your purpose is so big, it's going to scare you. Because when I found my purpose, I said, hold up. You mean to tell me that Bethesiah, again, he was the son of Ur, and he walked with Moses, and his job was to build the tabernacle, the physical tabernacle, in the desert so God's people can go and worship. My job is to build the physical tabernacle, which is your body, so that the Shekinah glory of God can dwell in your body. That's my job. That's why I'm here. That's why I do these messages. That's why you're listening. That's why your life is going to change. It ain't about me. It's about our purpose. Because purpose is more important. Purpose is more important than all of this other stuff. Well, purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So you got to know your purpose. If you don't, you're going to be the devil's whooping boy. He's going to use you like a part of my French. So we have to break down the difference between the Draco, the god of the south, and the Ptah, Yahuwah, the god of the north. That's why the devil said, I want to ascend up on the sides of the north, because he overstands the difference between the god of the south, which is the Babylonian god, which is the god that most people serve unknowingly. We don't know. We ain't been taught. So we got to break down the Pleiades. That everybody's trying, that's activating your kundalini. And we got to overstand. Tomorrow we start off with Job 38, verse 32. Where we talk about the Maseroth. The Maseroth, which means constellations. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we continue with part three of the seven-part series, The Voice of God is Heard Around the World, preparing for the next series, which is The Standard of God. My brothers, my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will for you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see. People, people, people.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and principles. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and tism to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. Yeah. They come up with a ghetto getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.